to reach under the seat in front of you. Yeah, children, do come forward while we're doing that. That's great. And find the Bible there, the green Bible. Please come forward. That's lovely. If parents want to come with their children, that's fine, of course. You'll just be able to see the screen, I think, a little better if you're a bit nearer. And turn to, in the New Testament section, that's the right at the back of the Bible, to page 111. That's nice and simple. Page 111, not at the beginning of the Bible, but towards the end of the Bible. And just when you've got that there, John chapter 19, keep that open on your lap, because we're going to come at this by a slightly roundabout route. Now, first of all, I want to ask you children a question. And I want to ask you, what is the most painful thing that's ever happened to you? What has been most painful that's given you... Yes? Breaking your bones. Which bones did you break? All of them at the same time? Do you remember which one it was? Where? Sorry? Do you remember what part it was that you broke? He broke his wrist. Very painful. Someone else? Yes? Speak very loudly. You cut your finger on a knife. Yeah, that must have been very... Is your finger still... Can you show your finger just so that we can see all of it? Yeah, it's still there. Good. Okay, great. Somebody else, something really painful that happened. Yes? You what? You cut your teeth. Cheek. I'm sorry, I hope that... Cut your cheek. Yes, okay, thank you. We'll come to adults in a moment. Yes? Cut your finger in the door. It got trapped in the door. Really painful. One more. Okay, Jesse. Really loud. Broke your arm. Nearly broke your arm. Yeah. I know, breaking your arm's bad, but nearly breaking your arm. That's really bad. Okay, now I want to hear from some adults. We'll come back. I've got some more questions for the children later on. Yes, Elizabeth. Your dog bit your finger. Sure it was your dog and not last Sunday. Wasn't Derek, it was definitely your dog. Okay, Tess? Yeah, I'm not surprised. They've all got pretty big heads, your children. Yeah, okay. Having children. One more. Another adult. Yes, someone at the back there. You ruptured your Achilles tendon, Kevin. Is that right? Is that why you walk like you do? Yes, okay. Well, now, some of those things are a lot worse than what happened to me, but let me tell you something very painful that happened to me. A few years ago, we were going on holiday, and the car was jam-packed with everything that we were taking away on holiday, including a very chunky and heavy high chair. And on the way up, we were going up to Scotland, we stopped at a service station, and I opened the back of the car, and the chair fell straight on my foot. It was agony. I had to go to hospital, had to have part of one of my toenails cut out to let through the swelling that was underneath. And of course, I'd broken my toe. I was not amused. But of course, my pain and your pain is nothing compared to the pain that Jesus went through for us. We've been thinking on these Sunday mornings over the last few weeks about the last week of Jesus' life here on earth. And when he had those nails hammered into his hands and into his feet, And when his blood gradually flowed out of him, and when his body was so slung there on the cross that it must have been very hard for him to breathe properly, Jesus, our Savior, knew more pain than I hope that you or I will ever know in the whole of our life. Now I'm going to ask another question of the adults here. When you are in real pain, what do you think about? Or rather, whom do you think about? Well, there's a child going to tell me, okay? God. Well, that's a wonderful person to think about. And that can be quite right, to cry out to God for help. But what about some adults? Who do you think about when you're in real pain? I'm going to ask, let's see if there's any osteopath present here. Sheila, who do people think about when they're in pain? Well, that's a very good osteopathic answer there, isn't it? Well, let me give you the answer that I hoped you were going to say. When we're in pain, normally we think about ourselves. When you're really in pain and you want to scream, and you probably can hardly see this, but this is a very famous picture called The Scream. Your whole world closes in on you. And normally the only person you can think about is yourself. You're grateful for the help and care of other people, but the person you're mainly thinking about is yourself when you're in pain. Now here's a question for the children, and you may need to think back to what Harry read, or even to look back, if you've still got that passage open, John 19, verses 25 to 27. When Jesus was in pain, what did he think about, or who did he think about? Can any child tell me the answer to that question? Yes, thank you. Really loud. Well, I'm sure he did think of us, but that's not what we're actually told here. Yes? Did he say God? That's also true, but not in, and quite true, and we hear that, but not in the passage we read. Yes? Ben? His mother. That's absolutely right. And somebody else he also thought about. His mother, and yes? His disciple, is that what you said? Absolutely right. It says the disciple whom he loved. When Jesus hung in such pain, he didn't think principally about himself. He thought, as we've heard, about two people. First, he thought about his mother. Look at verse 26. When Jesus saw his mother and the disciple whom he loved standing beside her, he said to his mother, "Woman, here is your son." He saw his mother. He knew how devastated she would be by her son's death. And he gave another young man who would love her and whom she would care for. And the second person Jesus thought about, we know his name, he was John. That was the name of the disciple Jesus specially loved. And verse 27 tells us that as he hung on the cross, he said to John, "Here is your mother." In other words, John, look after Mary, respect her and care for her, and she will give you the love of a mother, because perhaps John's own mother by this time had already died. Now I think it's extraordinary to think of those people while he hung there in such pain on the cross. It shows how much Jesus loved his friend John, Verse 26 calls John the disciple whom Jesus loved, and it shows how much Jesus loves his mum. Today we're thinking how much we love our mums and how much our mums mean to us. And Jesus, who is our example in everything, loved and loves his mum. And this love was worked out in very practical ways. It wasn't just that he said to John, "You must treat my mum as if she were your mum." The end of verse 27 says, "From that hour, the disciple," that's John, "took Mary into his own home." This was a love that was meant to make a real difference, especially when Mary was so sad, and it did. Now the question for us is, how can we be like Jesus? How can we show our love for our mum? Not just by giving her breakfast in bed once a year on Mother's Day. Hands up, you children who gave your mum breakfast in bed today. Yeah, just a few. Okay, well done. Kate Bailey looking smug for having breakfast on the bed or in bed or... Okay, brilliant. It's not just by giving your wife or mum flowers on Mother's Day. Hands up those dads or children who gave your mum flowers today. Very good, Harry. Very impressive. Okay, quite a number of you. Good. That's great, but it's much more than that. It's thinking of your mum's needs before your own. That's what Jesus did. And we need to do it now, every day. For example, I wonder if this is the scene in most of your houses at tea time. Mum has done all the cooking and you've enjoyed it, but as soon as you've finished, she can't see you for dust, leaving all the clearing up and all the washing up to Mum. Thinking of Mum's needs means staying behind and helping. And our question for you children, what other ways can you think of in which you could show your love to your mum? Can you think of a way? What other ways in which you could show? Yes? Respecting her, that's great. Yep, not shouting at her or being rude to her. Yes? Being good, absolutely, makes life much easier for mum if you're good. Yes, is that Connor? Being helpful, yep. Massaging her feet. We'll have a demonstration from you afterwards. One more. Sorry, I couldn't hear that. Telling her that you love her. That's a wonderful way of... Jessie, we'll have some more later on. Telling her you love her is great. And mums, just a question for you now. What are one or two ways in which your family could best show their love for you? Any mums, give us some suggestions. Yes, thank you. Praying for your mum. That's a great suggestion. Alison? Not messing up the house. Yeah, I can see some looks going between the Reed family there. Any other? One more, yes. Coming to visit her, particularly if you've left home. Coming back again. Thank you. That's a great example. And thank you for putting up with my deafness by shouting so loudly, Vicky. Yeah, and it's not just now, it's in the future too, that we can think of mum's needs before our own, just as Jesus did. What about when mum gets old and can't live on her own any longer? It's a big step to welcome her into your home, to give over a room or two to her, to feed her and care for her. life's fading for her as well as for this picture, you see. To make a part of your family life, to think of her needs before your own. And then we will need to take our inspiration and help from Jesus. On the cross, when he was in such pain, when he might only have thought of his own needs, in fact, he thought of his mum and loved his mum and made sure his mum's needs were met. Let us pray.